There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We'll give you an update on Shohei Ohtani and his future with the Angels. That'll be a little bit later on. What's it take to be a backup quarterback in the NFL? We're going to find out. Chase Daniel has made a career out of it. Chase will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. No updates on Bronny James as of 9 o'clock Eastern this morning. And if you look at what happened 20 hours after he collapsed at USC, went to the hospital unconscious, was in ICU, no information came out. And I know people have looked at this two different ways. No information, what's that mean? Well, we got to respect him being, he's 18 years of age. I mean, he's still a citizen. I mean, he shouldn't be treated any differently than anybody else with information that comes out. Now, will information come out? I guess you'll have sources or somebody will say something to somebody, but, you know, he still has his rights, and I'm glad that there's no information. I don't view that as a negative other than he's out of ICU, but he's in stable condition. It's still a little surreal. On that campus, and you go to the hospital in an ambulance, a 911 call, and nobody found out about it. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm very respectful to those people. They did their job and were taking care of Bronny James because in the moment, unconscious, in ICU, and now in stable condition. But no updates on him, but I know people want to already move this forward. Can he play basketball? That'd be the least of my worries. If he's my son, I just want to make sure, are you okay? Are you going to be able to be healthy? And then what kind of tests do you have? You know, athletes now, whether it's the school, because they're liable, that you want to make sure that you are as healthy as possible, that you find out everything you need to know. I go back to Pete Maravich, one of my idols. He died at 40 on the basketball court. Nobody knew that he had a heart condition. Now, with the medical field, now you have your own doctors. You have a lot of this that's available to you that there are preventative measures that you can take. That's probably what surprised me more than anything. At 18, you're LeBron's son, and you're getting ready to go to college. Those thorough physicals that you have to take, stress test, all of those things. How did that sort of fall through? I understand DeMar Hamlin because that's a freak accident that happened. But even then, when I'm watching DeMar Hamlin with the Bills game against the Bengals, it's still surreal because you're watching, you're going, wait a minute, he didn't get hit that hard. Wait, is he trying to draw a penalty? My first thought was, when I saw it, was, is he trying to kind of enhance the, hey, did you see what he did? He led with his helmet. And then you realize all you have to do is watch the body language of his teammates and the Bengals. And then you realized how serious it was. But this happened at USC. at the Galen Center, and then a 911 call, and then you're going to the hospital with the sirens going. The lights are going, and he's going to the hospital. So no updates, and hopefully that's a good thing for everybody in this situation. Jaylen Brown got paid 5 years, $304 million. Justin Herbert got paid 5 years, $262 million. Highest paid NBA contract in history, the highest paid NFL contract in history, all on the same day. And the first thing I thought when I saw that Justin Herbert's getting 5 years for $260 million, I said, Joe Burrow, come on down. What do you want, Joe? He knows that that's the minimum right now. That's the starting point because he's more accomplished. He's been to a Super Bowl. But they're the Bengals. It's always tricky with the Bengals. always. It's not one of those where you go, you got to pay him that. I mean, you do have to pay him that. And the good news for the Bengals is, in my opinion, you are going to spend that money and you know he's worth it. Like, if I'm a Cowboys fan and you paid Dak Prescott, I don't know if he's worth that. Or the Vikings with Kirk Cousins, the Cardinals, Kyler Murray. That's when you're in quarterback purgatory. The Giants with Danny Dimes, where you go, God, do we have to pay him? You know, the Chargers are like, we got to pay him. Yeah, I agree. I want to pay Joe Burrow. And I also thought at the time when Patrick Mahomes signed that deal, and I came in that next day and I said, Chiefs got a bargain. They got a bargain. It's like when Bryce Harper signed with Philadelphia, said, Philly got a bargain. In the moment, you're going, oh my God, they're paying him $500 million or $500 million. And I go, yeah, and he'll be a bargain. It didn't take long for him to become a bargain. And I'm sure that Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow will be a bargain in a couple of years. Now, if I'm an Eagles fan, I had to pay that money to Jalen Hurts. I'd like to have waited one more year, just like I said to the Cardinals. Wait another year with Kyler Murray. Oh, he's going to sit out? Let him sit out. Because now you're dealing with 5 years with that kind of money, and that changes your franchise here. But having a quarterback you know is worth it, boy, that's a relief. It's when you're going, I got to pay this. Like the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, good player. He's been all NBA, not even first team, once. He's the highest paid player in the game. I don't want to have two guys who do the same thing. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, it doesn't make sense to me. And I know I've been told by people, you got to pay him. You got to keep him. No, you don't. You don't have to. I wouldn't have. I would have tried to work something out there. But now I still have two guys who, all right, you can get me 27 a night. And, you can shoot the three. Neither can handle the ball. Like, it's weird to have, a contract where you go, going to pay him this. But he's got to work on some things. You would think when you get to that point where, like Jokic. I mean, Jokic signed for, $30 million less than Jaylen Brown. I don't know if he needs to work on anything. Jaylen Brown, he's got to work on his handle. No kidding. So you got a guy who was not good in the playoffs, and everybody's getting you at least 20 points a night. That's not a big deal anymore. If you don't get 20, you're not a scorer. So Jaylen Brown will give you points and rebounds and assists, and that's all wonderful. I just don't want a team that feels like they're built for the regular season. I want a team that knows when we get to the playoffs, now you're going to have your hands full. And, they traded away Marcus Smart. You got Kristaps Porzingis. So I got another real tall perimeter guy. Okay. We lead the league in perimeter guys. I just don't know if they're the team to beat or they're that much more formidable. Wonderful talent, but I don't want the same player. And that's what I have with Tatum and Brown. Yes, Marv.
And Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to step up in Game 7 when Tatum got hurt, and he disappeared completely.
Oof. But here are the Celtics banging on the doors for a title the last couple of years, and they remain aggressive. You got Porzingis. Brown has been valuable, shot over 49% from the floor, averaged 26 per game. So you got Tatum and Porzingis. It just feels clunky. Maybe that's the right word. But, you know, Brown in the postseason averaging 18 points in 105 playoff games. I know he's only 26. That's what they keep telling me about Jason Tatum. When I say he's got to learn how to handle the ball in traffic. He's the Hall of Very Good. Absolutely. But you get to the postseason, your flaws come out. They're exacerbated. I would have looked at changing the complexion of my team. If I've got Porzingis, do I need Jaylen Brown? And at that price, too. Yes, Mark.
Would you have tried Jaylen Brown for Dame Lillard?
Yes. Like, if your goal is to win a title, then look at it, you know, these next... Porzingis is there for two more years, so you're looking at a two-year window here. It goes back to everybody talking about Shohei Ohtani. And you're going, well, what are the Angels going to do? Team's going to trade for him. Now, let's factor in a couple of things here. And it's wishful reporting. I'm guilty of it. Where you go, man, it'd be great if he got traded, or at least the possibility got traded. Well, are the Angels, who are on the periphery of a wild card spot, going to trade Ohtani to a team, and then they're going to get prospects? Therefore, they're not going to be competitive to try to make the playoffs this year. And you have Mike Trout, so they're not rebuilding. You got a GM who I think is in the last year of his contract, maybe has one more year left. Is he going to be like, yeah, let's blow this? You can't blow it up with Mike Trout. If you're a team that would be interested in Shohei Ohtani, are you going to go, here's our farm system, and you don't even know if he's going to resign? Or, hey, why don't we just wait until he's a free agent? Then we don't have to give up anybody. So if you factor in logic, which we don't like to do in the media, then you go, is Shohei Ohtani going to be traded? And if you're going to pull off a trade, is he going to re-sign with Baltimore or Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco, the Dodgers? I don't know. It feels like his agent wants to go to free agency. Why would I give up everything for a guy who still wants to go to free agency? Where it's wishful. Go back to Odell Beckham Jr. III. It was wishful reporting. Oh, my God, the Cowboys. The Cowboys. He's going to go to the Cowboys. If he goes to the Cowboys, and I know I keep banging the drum on this, I was the lone person in the media who said, can he even play? And that's when Odell Beckham responded to the show by calling me an outsider. Yeah, I'm a buzzkill, because I wanted to know if he could play. And it turned out he couldn't play. But we wanted him to play. And we wanted him to play for the Cowboys. Do we want Ohtani to be traded? We want him in a Dodger uniform. We want him with the Yankees. Okay. Just apply logic to this. And if you apply logic to this, I don't see him moving. I just don't. 877-3DP-SHOW. I'm not ready to retire. I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came in today. Todd goes, are you still retiring? I go, stop.
I'd like to check in with you.
I know. Can we wait like a couple of years?
I guess.
Yeah.
I'll still check in with you weekly at least.
Yeah. And then I got some blowback that I screwed it up because I should have said that I signed a contract extension and that'll be my last contract. I said I'm retiring in 4.5 years. And then I said I had a contract.
That's more original.
Yeah. Felt like I got more headlines that way.
You got 2 days out of it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I milked it a little bit there.
That's all right. You know what? You've earned the right to milk it if you want, Dan. If you want, as someone said, if you want to do a 4.5 year retirement tour, you go right ahead. You've earned it.
Thank you, Seed. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right. Poll question today. What do we have?
What do we have, Dan? That is a great question.
By the way. This hour is brought to you by Keeper's Heart. It's the new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskeys, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, why do I always feel like I morph into an Irish accent?
You're a whiskey fan.
Yeah, if you're a whiskey fan, drink responsibly. Yeah, it's Keeper's Heart. They're sponsoring our trip to Dublin. Seton's got a good, you got a good Irish accent.
I don't know that I do.
Well, but, you know what? It's a funny Irish accent.
You know what it is? It's an impression of a play-by-play guy, a soccer play-by-play guy that I think is like hilarious. And for some reason, I'm blanking on his name right now.
Is he Irish?
But he could be Scottish.
Okay.
But anyway, he has this voice and he has this way of speaking in this way with words where he just says the most hilarious things. Like, he'll be...
He sort of draws everything like this. He's smoother than the back of a spoon.
Like, this is great.
That sounds like something Stuart Scott would have said on SportsCenter.
He's got a very like UK Stuart Scottish kind of thing.
Smoother than the other side of a spoon. Booyah. Yeah, your accent, though, is... How's it going to be when we go to Dublin?
Nonstop.
Oh, no, then that's not going to be good.
My voice will probably be gone by Wednesday night, just so you know. Yeah.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dpitdanpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Those chatting on Chat Row. Operator Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls. Paulie, you look poised, ready to say something.
Well, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes' contract and what a deal it was.
Yeah.
He's going to make $40 million this year. He will not be, I don't think, even a top five paid quarterback this upcoming season. The next few years, Patrick Mahomes will make $40 million, $38 million, $42 million, $42 million. And then the big one, 60. It jumps up to $60
million, yeah.
Which I'm sure they're going to restructure before they get there. If you're Mahomes, do you stand pat or do you say, over the next 5 years, I'm making $30 million less than Justin Herbert? Mm. Or do you just sit back and let them come to you and say, hey, let's write this wrong?
Well, he did say recently, maybe yesterday, it's not about the money. You know, it's about winning titles, being a dynasty. He's gotten paid, and he's won. But I the only thing I would say to him is, or I would ask if I were Patrick Mahomes, how can we structure this that we don't lose people or that we can add people? Because that's where your dynasty will go away. If you can keep everybody intact, then you have a chance for something really special here. But if you get selfish, and maybe that's not even fair to say selfish, but if you go full boat, then that could hamper what your team is able to do. And that would be the one question I would want to know. What are we doing with the money? Can I have any say in what we do with the money? Who we keep, you know, whatever, you know, his relationship is, which it seems like it's a pretty cordial relationship there. Yeah, Paul.
His cap hit, Mahomes, is $39 million this year, which is very team friendly. When he signed it, that looked like a big number. But the cap has gone up twice since he signed it.
Yeah. Yeah, team friendly, man. I don't know if Herbert's going to be or Joe Burrow's going to be, and we say that in the moment. And why was it easier for these other quarterbacks to get paid? But Lamar Jackson, man, he had to work really, really hard there. Yeah, Marv.
And he's the one with the MVP.
You're right. Bloop, bloop. When we come back, Steve Young joined us in the last hour of the show. Always great. One of my favorite guests. And he had some interesting things to say about the quarterbacking position, including one statement where I went, whoa, is that true? We'll take a break. We'll have that for you coming up here after the break. Oh, what do we have? Oh, TireRack.com. Man, it's so easy. Like, even Fritzy can do this, where all you have to do is go to TireRack.com/Dan, tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive, and if you tell them, hey, this is how I drive, sometimes I hit the, you know, that white paint where they're painting, the streets, and then I got it all over my tires there. But we thought we were going to have to replace your tires, but we didn't. We were able to find somebody who cleaned up your mess in your car. But if you do need tires, think TireRack.com/Dan, because they have the best. They have the full lineup of Continental tires. They have over 10,000 recommended installers, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Continental tire test results, special offers. So, TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Settle on a poll question. Got our play of the day, stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yesterday after the show, Marvin and I were in the studio, and I'm recording the audio portion of the book that I wrote, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, the NFL's Greatest Players, Plays, Scandals, and Screw-Ups, plus the stuff we totally made up. There was a portion where I'm trying to get through. There's a chapter that is so funny, and it took me probably 20 minutes to try to get through this. Marvin was recording it, then we'll send it to the book company, and you'll be able to order the audio version of this. We were crying yesterday. Like, we were two silly kids yesterday trying to get through this chapter of a guy who grew up in Canada talking about, you know, trying to find an NFL team to root for.
The fact that he was... He was like, you know, I used to sleep naked.
Yes.
With the window open. Yeah. Just out of the blue. Like, what does this have to do with anything? He was like, and I was a balding teenager.
Yes.
Like, it was so ridiculous. We missed maybe about five pages we could have gotten through.
I know.
And you were like, all right, I have to stop here.
I did. I had to stop because it was a story about a kid who grows up in Ontario and he's balding. He got a hairpiece. He lost it on a roller coaster. He got a hairpiece with a GPS. So in case he lost it again, Todd, I'm not looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
A little bit of the corner of your eye.
Okay, you got me. You got me there. But it's
not a bad idea, though, the GPS hairpiece.
DanPatrick.com if you'd like to pre-order the book that comes out first week in September. Yes, Marv.
How are we going to get through this book?
I got to do it, later today after the show. We got to do it again. And I said to the book company, leave in me stumbling all over.
Yeah.
Because it's you know, it's my reaction to what was written in this book. You know, we have a lot of collaborators here. People worked on The Simpsons, Modern Family, and they helped collaborate with this book. It's a lot of fun. It's goofy, and, you know, sometimes we're accurate, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we just made stuff up, but it's a lot of fun. All righty. Steve Young was with us yesterday. Love Steve. And we were talking about a variety of things, including the Niners quarterback situation. How does he feel? Brock Purdy's been given the go-ahead. I guess he's been cleared. I don't know what that means. Cleared to work out. If there was a game today, would he be able to play? Not quite sure, but that's good news. Brock Purdy having surgery that normally a pitcher has. So you have Sam Darnold and Trey Lance, and I asked Steve Young what he thought about the Niners QB situation.
Brock, I think the thing that you should not do with Brock Purdy, even though he's not the tallest guy, the fastest, the strongest, all that kind of thing, you should never limit him. I mean, he's just I always say the Star Wars analogy, the Force, you know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi or Luke Skywalker, like quarterbacking, like when we talk about Jim Druckenmiller, you either have the Force or you don't have the Force. He has it. So I don't want to limit him, but he's got to get healthy. And I have no idea about that arm. I mean, it feels like it's getting better, but that injury is super weird. And I put the torque on the arm with a big, heavy football. You know, I'm sure he'll come back and play well, but how fast? And don't sleep on Sam Darnold. And don't sleep on Trey. Let Trey cook too. So they've got guys, they got a lot of potential, no question. But of all the places you said, Dan, Steve, you can go back and play. Pick anywhere in the league. I would sprint down to Santa Clara. Not even a question. Not even close.
Because Kyle Shanahan, he puts you in a position to succeed. And Brock Purdy's been cleared to go. Sam Darnold, I wonder if Purdy can't go to start the season. Then they might go to Sam Darnold. Because it feels like you could go to Sam Darnold and then go back to Brock Purdy. If you go to Trey Lance, I think it feels like it's harder to go, Trey, sorry, Brock's healthy again. Sam Darnold probably knows his role. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't want to be a starter, but I think he has a better understanding of my job is to make him ready to go, get him ready to go, but if you need me, I'm ready to go. But this was the topic that I kind of came away from this interview late in the show yesterday, and I thought about it yesterday afternoon. I talked to Steve Young about the quarterbacks in the modern game.
And so a game today is my game. It's, I wish that, I mean, I was talking to Michael Vick the other day. He's like, how much we wish we could go play today because there's so much space and you can go fill it up. And I saw Aaron Rodgers the other day and said, Aaron, if you're going to go to the Super Bowl, and I think he agreed that you're going to have to get on your horse. You're going to have to go get those free yards. You're going to have to be in those big games. You're going to have to go run for 40 or 50 yards because they're sitting there. You got to go get them. And every big game comes down. Even Joe Burrow now realizes when he plays Patrick Mahomes, I got to get on the horse too. I'm going to have to go get those free yards that are out there. So the game has changed. It's so much more fun for quarterbacks, especially guys that can run. You're not going to see quarterbacks like Dan Marino or Peyton Manning ever again because they can't go get those yards. They're free, and you have to have them.
Isn't that wild? Two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and how adaptable could they be? Now, Marino might have been able to because he's a pretty good athlete, good baseball player as well. Obviously, stationary most of his career, later in his career, but then wasn't asked to extend a play. Peyton, we know, couldn't. But you look at two of the greatest quarterbacks, and they wouldn't be able to be what these other quarterbacks. Now, think of the guys who are stationary. How many true stationary quarterbacks do we have who don't want to run? Mac Jones? Jared Goff, Kirk D. Cousins, everybody else has the ability to extend a play or run for big yards. You know, you got Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields. You got Jalen Hurts. You got Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson Jr. III. Even Burrow can run. Justin Herbert can run. Daniel Jones can run. This is the new wave. And this is what Steve is talking about, because you have Matthew Stafford would be another stationary, but you know, he's on his way out, but that's what Steve is talking about. You spread the field and you have all of these free yards there. If you have a quarterback who has better than average athletic ability, go get those yards. They're there for the taking while still being a quarterback. But now it's a run-pass option. You got to be a dual threat, or at least give the hint that you're a dual threat. I mean, Mahomes can run. Mahomes has had some really good runs in his career. But when you think about it, when you're bringing in these quarterbacks, like the first thing I think of is, can Drake May extend a play? Can Caleb Williams? We've seen him extend a play. So that's the next two quarterbacks who are coming in. Penick at Washington, he can extend a play. These quarterbacks who are going to make the transition going into the NFL, you got to be able to run. I mean, Ryan Tannehill used to be a wide receiver. He doesn't use his legs, but, you know, he can move. But, you know, Jordan Love, so you're going to get those yards. Can Aaron Rodgers at his age get those yards? And that's what Steve is saying. You're going to have to go get some of those things. And I find that really interesting that you look back with Peyton Manning and Dan Marino, those are guys you want to build your team around. Those are franchise quarterbacks. You know, Brett Favre could extend a play. Probably more in today's game, he would run more, and he could. But I just wonder, as we look at that transition from stationary pocket quarterbacks, and this is what the NFL, this is how you won. You had to have that guy who stayed in the pocket. Now, hey, can you extend a play? Can you get outside the pocket there a little bit? Yeah, Paul.
Two things. Drake May last year in 14 games ran for 700 yards for North Carolina. So he did enough. We've had a bunch of defensive linemen on the show over the years, and you've asked them, would you rather face Peyton Manning or Michael Vick, like the extremes? And they said, oh, Manning, at least I know where he's going to be on my pass rush. Yeah. He'll be in front of me.
Sure.
Easy to find.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Like, I don't want to be chasing you. It's hard enough to get to a stationary quarterback. Now, if I get there, this guy has the athleticism to extend a play. You know, Cam Newton had that ability to extend a play. And there's a fine line, because you want that quarterback to still be able to beat you with his arm. But having the other option that, okay, now you at least have to be aware or be honest with my ability to escape, to run, to extend a play. And I think your quarterbacking positions, we're going to look back in 5 years, they're not going to be a pocket quarterback, a true pocket quarterback. It'll be, he can extend a play. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Did we settle on a poll question today,
Steve? We sure have, Dan!
Oh, no, we're not doing the Irish accent the whole show.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to throw it in just so I could scare you a little bit. Who's better in their respective sport, Dan? Jaylen Brown or Justin Herbert?
That's saucy.
Yeah, Pauly sent this one out.
I like that one.
Saucy Pauly.
Saucy Pauly.
Jaylen Brown or Justin Herbert?
They only have All-Pro. They don't have first, second, third team All-Pro, do they?
With NFL?
Yeah.
They do. You could be first team or second team All-Pro.
Oh, first or second team. Okay. Has Justin Herbert ever been second team All-Pro?
He...
And Pro Bowl doesn't count.
Right. He was AP Rookie of the Year. He's made one Pro Bowl. He has not been All-Pro.
Okay.
His best year was actually his rookie year. His quarterback, he was 31 touchdowns, 10 picks. Last year, 25 touchdowns and 10 picks. So he has not stepped up statistically. You know, he's not getting better stats.
Or statistically.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Jaylen Brown is had his best year, 26 points per game.
Yeah. Second team All-NBA.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather have Justin Herbert. Feels like I can find a Jaylen Brown. Might be a little harder in getting a Justin Herbert. A little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm just down on Jaylen Brown a little bit. Just because I want to... But, you know, Justin Herbert hadn't done anything in the playoffs.
Mm. Right. Like, Jaylen Brown is infinitely more successful.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. But he's not the main guy. He's not the best player on his own team. Yes, Todd.
If the Chargers had a backup quarterback that was pretty much doing what Justin Herbert does, then you're running into that Celtics situation. It's like, why are they giving all this money to Herbert? They got a guy that's, you know, just about does the same kind of, completes the same number of passes, just about as mobile as Herbert. So
guess who was the backup quarterback for the Chargers last year? Todd?
Chase Daniel.
Yeah. Did you do any research?
Seconds. I did.
You did research.
I wasn't even sure if he was still a free agent because he was with the Lions a little, with the Chargers, but he is, in fact, a free agent right now.
Yeah, but he was with the Chargers last year. It was the question, Todd.
That is the question. Okay. But based on that, no disrespect to our guest, but I could see why they gave the bag and decided to stay with Justin Herbert there.
I don't need social commentary. I just said, do you know what team he was on?
It took a few seconds, and then the bolt, the lightning bolt came up.
The Chargers were deciding whether to go a different direction.
Yeah, they weren't going to go, do we give Chase Daniel the bag or Justin Herbert?
A tough decision sometimes.
No, it's not.
Based on those crazy decisions that Staley makes, who knows what he's going to go with. 4th and 19, let's run the ball.
You're not wrong there.
Throw a lateral. We can get this 19 yards.
Okay. If somebody says you're not wrong, does that mean you're right? Why do we say you're not wrong? Why don't we just say, oh, yeah, you're right?
Because you don't want to give somebody credit for being right. It's the next best thing to acknowledging that they said something that's within the realm of accurate.
But you're not wrong. Anybody did right then, Todd. Yeah.
Todd's correct there, but let's say you said something that was not really pleasant or not really popular to say, like, hey, that guy, he sucks at his sport, or blah, blah, blah. You're like, you're not wrong. Like, it's something that's kind of a negative. Oh. You're co-signing without completely co-signing.
But I can't go, Tom Cruise saved the movie industry. Like, and then you would go, well, you're not wrong. You couldn't say you're not wrong in that situation.
Let's say you said something like, Tom Cruise is the biggest star in Hollywood history. That said, he's not a good actor. Hmm. And if you agreed with it, you're not wrong, but you make it.
Well, obviously you haven't seen Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, Eden.
Maybe it's like one of those things where it's like, technically you're right, too. You know? Yeah, like you might be right, but I don't agree, or that kind of thing. Well, you're not wrong.
Oh, is that what you're implying? That you're not wrong, but I may offer a rebuttal.
I'm saying, like, there's more than one use for saying, what, you know, you could be 100% right and completely nailing it. Well, you're not wrong about that.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of different ways you can use the phrase.
Well, I like to look at it as a glass is half full, not half empty. So I would be saying, oh, you're right. Yes, Todd.
I do agree with Paulie. That's kind of a negative thing. It's like saying if Zion pushed the plate away once in a while, maybe he wouldn't have all these foot injuries. And then you'd probably say something like, you're not wrong, man.
You don't want to latch on to that take. You're not jumping on that boat, but you do agree a little bit.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, or it's something you weren't thinking of. Like what Todd just said, like, you know what? If he, you know, if Zion stayed away from the pasta and you're like, I didn't even think of that. You're not wrong. It might be also something where you're not thinking of something, and they come up with
but,
it.
But we don't use that for something that is pleasant, you know, positive.
Right. Or something that everybody, like, oh, Larry Bird's a great player. You're not wrong. Like, duh.
Well, Dennis Rodman would disagree with that.
And he's wrong.
He's wrong. Yeah. He's just flat wrong. He's wrong.
He is wrong.
Wrong-ish. Not wrong-ish. Wrong.
Yes, Todd.
For pleasant, you'd probably go with, you got that right. That's probably what you would say. It's something positive. It's like, that Taylor Swift, she's the best. I can't believe how awesome. You got that right. You would say, you're not wrong. That wouldn't make sense for a Tay-Tay comment. Back to you in the studio.
All right, thank you, Todd.
We cleared up a lot there.
Yeah.
You got that right, or you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. Okay. How about we take a break?
You're not wrong about wanting to.
Thank you, Todd. That's a fake laugh right there. You're not wrong.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God!
The play. The play is called Play of the Day.
Check this out.
Messi driving forward. Over to Robert Taylor. Taylor cutting it back. Martinez left it for Messi. Oh, my word. He has done it again. Lionel Messi. Three goals in less than an hour of play for Inter Miami.
That's courtesy of Apple TV. Messi added an assist. Inter Miami defeated Atlanta United 4-0. Atlanta is the 100th club Messi has scored against. Oh, that's your play of the day. Brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. At the end of the first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything that you've earned doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms. Check it out for yourself. I know I sound like a buzzkill sometimes when it comes to soccer. And I'm watching the highlights with Messi. And I like to see how the play started. Like, where did he come from? And all of a sudden, I'm watching him going, is anybody... Like, there's Messi right there, and there's no one around him.
Hello?
I went,
anybody want to...
All you have to think of and remember is, where's 10? Has anybody seen 10? And the fact that he gets behind the defense, I go, there's a reason why you're playing in the MLS. Like, what are you doing?
Wow.
That's a 36-year-old Messi, and you lost track of him.
Well, he's still, even at 36, he's only, as someone said yesterday, he's only 8 months removed from dominating the World Cup final. So he can still play. He's still really good. That being said, I think that there's going to be a little bit of a, like, the shock and awe is going to wear off eventually, and people are really going to start playing defense.
Oh, so you think that maybe Atlanta was watching him and not playing against him?
I think there's times that his own teammates are watching him where they're like, oh, my God, that's Lionel Messi. This is insane. You know, and eventually at some point, they're going to stop respecting him that much and somebody's going to start tackling him.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, you got to bang him around a little bit.
I thought of you last night, actually, while I was watching the game.
Hello.
Because I was like, man, it's just too bad. I'm not going to try to force it on you, but I just want you to appreciate what's happening because it's like knowing that LeBron James is there for the last couple of years and being like, ah, screw him. Who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, No, this is like one of the greats of all time doing it. Maybe the greatest of all time. And we only get 2 years and it's here. Let's just appreciate it.
It's a spectacle. But if LeBron went to the G League right now and dominated, we wouldn't go, oh my God, that's the greatest, second greatest player of all time. And he's dominated. I mean, if he played in Europe, would we go, oh my God, have you seen LeBron dominate the European League? Messi is playing against the MLS. There's a big difference in that.
Yes. There's no other. You can't really make LeBron going to the G League wouldn't really be the same thing. And LeBron going to Europe wouldn't really necessarily. Maybe it would be similar, but why would we freak out about that? I mean, it would be like if LeBron went and played in Spain and the Dan Patrick of Spanish talk radio was like, yeah, but who cares? It's LeBron James playing here. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's not playing against competition that is on par with what he's played against.
No, definitely not. Not even close.
It's the spectacle of being able to see Messi.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like he's doing something where you go, oh my God, he's playing against, substandard talent.
But you got to, people who followed it, right, got to watch 20 years of him doing it against the best talent in the world. And now he's doing it for the last couple of years here. And that's awesome.
But why are we surprised that he's doing this?
Nobody's surprised.
Everybody's acting like that. Like instead of going, yep, that's Messi being Messi. Like it's a spectacle, but he should be dominating.
Yeah, and he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Against Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Miles Robinson is like one of the U.S.'s better defenders. He was probably the only dude who was actually trying last night. he was the only guy who really didn't humiliate himself, but he had like the version of somebody going up to block a dunk. Miles Robinson on one of the Messi goals runs about 40 yards diagonal across the field and slides just in time for the ball to get past his feet. Mm. You're like, dang, man, he kind of got dunked on.
I appreciate the spectacle of it.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, but I do.
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to be like an Inter Miami fan now, but just appreciate the spectacle of it. It's wild.
Yeah, but I never said I didn't appreciate the spectacle. I said that free kick was spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time with the messaging then because it's like, yeah, he's supposed to. Who cares?
He is
versus
supposed to.
Appreciating the spectacle. Like, is the spectacle.
What he did last night, that wasn't special.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The free kick was unbelievable.
It is crazy
But he did fake the injury to get the free kick, which he got that because he's Messi.
Well, yeah, probably wasn't a foul. Okay. That probably wasn't a foul.
No, the free kick was spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night?
I mean, it's better to be able to watch him than to say, have Ronaldo, his counterpart, completely disappear. The last couple of years of his career, he's completely disappeared. He evaporated.
Yeah.
And now you only get these petty sound bites and quotes from him about how, my league is actually better than the one in America or something like that. It's, his downfall, if you want to call it that, is just terrible because he could have been more visible.
Well, it's almost like Phil Mickelson. Phil went to live and disappeared, and he could have been the Arnold Palmer, modern-day Arnold Palmer. He could have been that guy and thumbs up, and everybody loves him, and he decided that he took the money, just like Ronaldo did.
Yeah.
And hopefully Mbappe doesn't do it, but he might. I mean, I can't blame him if he does for 1 year, but being able to see great players even late in their careers and do something, I appreciate it. I get it.
It's possible, too, that Ronaldo at 40 or whenever his contract is up in Saudi Arabia comes to the U.S. too and plays a couple of years. Who knows? But it would be better if you could just actually watch him play.
Kevin in Iowa joins us. Good morning, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, second time, long time. 6 foot, Dimple-esque, Smee of 220. Just got a request and a question. Request, if you guys do a farewell tour, please consider stopping by Seton's adopted hometown of Des Moines. And the bigger question is, all your memorabilia in your man cave, are you going to pack it up and take it home?
No, I'm going to keep this. I don't have a home big enough for all of the stuff that I have in here. I told my wife, I said, I don't know what to do with all the memorabilia. And she goes, I do. Keep it there in the man cave. Maybe I move my family into the man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. It'd be fun. Beer on tap, pinball, golf simulator, Traeger grill. Yes, Marv.
Fun for about a night.
Are you kidding me?
So you, your wife, your kids.
No, not my kids.
Your grandkids.
Not my grandkids. Just.
Oh, just you two?
Me and the wife and my dog. We'd have fun in here. Yeah, Paul.
It'd be great to live here. You got a hoop court. You got a bar. You got sports watching rooms.
Kitchen.
RV.
Got everything I need.
Walk around in your daddy robe by the weights over there. By the basketball.
Heck yeah. Give you an update on Shohei Ohtani and also Chase Daniel career backup. Will join us final hour of the show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.